Hey, my single parents, this is Lady G. How are you guys doing this morning, this evening, this night, wherever you are around the globe? I know you guys was so looking to hear from me, or maybe not. Because yesterday was Lover's Day. Yesterday was Love Day. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. How'd you guys spend your Valentine? I know I relaxed. I got into so many things about myself and love on myself, which I thought was so great. I did some meditation and I got into it. And for the first time, I'm really feeling this new 2021. I'm really feeling myself. I know someone is out there listening to me and you're gonna feel this as well. 2021 is going in such a way that I cannot even fathom, and all I can just say is thank you, God, because things are working great for me. I am in alignment with my purpose and everything else is falling in place. I hope the same thing. I wish the same thing is happening for you right now. I hope and pray that you are in alignment with your desire, your plans, your dreams, and let God take the wheel. Today's topic is so good to me. And when I say so good to me, it's so good to me in so many ways that I can relate in so many ways. But first, before we get off into some other stuff, let's dive into today's topic because we ain't got time to play around. You know, Aspic Swag gets straight to the point. So let's just get into today's point because, girl, I could take this a whole different way and we could be talking about personal problems, which God is already in control of. We could be talking about fitness, looking sexy, good, and all that, you know, but let's not do that. Let's get into today's topic. Today's topic is don't regret. Do not regret. Don't regret. Don't regret ever the time, the money, the love, and the energy that you give someone, especially when they have hurt you and decided to walk away from you. Just remember one thing. In reality, they've just become the sore. They've become the sore because you are sowing a seed in that sore. When I say a seed, your seed, you sow a seed of your time. You sow a seed of your money. You sow a seed of your love. You sow a seed of your energy. You sow a seed of caring and giving that person your all. And that person is the ground in which you are sowing that seed. And even though they have walked away from you and you're hurt, that seed is going to grow at the least time that you're expecting it. See, whatever you put into the universe, it comes back to you. If you put in good, it comes back to you. So that seed that you have sown in that person at that time, you are going to get the right person at the right time. Have you guys ever heard a person saying, I had given up on love. I give up on love due to the fact of the constant hurt. And just when I was about to give up and throw in the towel, my husband came in my life. My wife came in my life. They came along and they changed my whole world. My husband or my wife came along and started loving me. And the way in which they loved me wiped some of those hurts away. Even though you're supposed to get over your hurt before moving into a new relationship. But as humans, when you have gotten over something, somewhere in your life, something is going to trigger something in your head. And you're like, ooh, that person used to treat me so bad. I'm glad I'm not there no more. But then when you think of your current blessings, or the blessing in which God have put in your life, which is your partner, your husband, or your wife, don't you sometimes pinch yourself? I know I've heard so many people saying, my husband loves me so much, it's beyond my expectation. And sometimes I just pinch myself to see if it's a dream or is this real. I don't want you to regret your time, your money, your love, your energy, your good care that you've poured in a woman, that you have poured in a man. Do not regret those times or those things that you have done, because you're going to get them back. And when you get them back, it's going to be a wild moment for you. You're going to feel so satisfied. You're going to feel so fulfilled and happy. That person is going to compliment you in so many ways that you were least expecting. So lift your head up this day. Lift your head up without regrets. Lift your head up in the moment of, yes, it's happening for me today. It's my day. From here on out, I am going to manifest great love in my life. I'm going to manifest my purpose to come through. I am in alignment with so many great things in my life. And think positive about this, because whatever you speak out of your mouth is going to manifest. If you ever say something is not going to happen for you, or it's too good to happen for you, it's not going to happen for you because you don't believe it can happen for you. But when you believe it and you live it, I promise you, I am a living witness, it comes to pass. There are two things I want my fellow single parents, mom and dad, to listen out for today. Two things in life I don't want us to ever chase. I don't want you to ever chase true love or a true friend. Because whatever or whoever is interested in you will make time for you. They will try to conversate with you. They will try to make it so convenient. Even if their time is not there, they will give you their time. They will give you their friendship. So never try to chase true love. Because true love is meant for you. You deserve true love. You deserve a true friend, a true partner in your life. You deserve to be loved in every way. And don't let nobody tell you that you are not worth love, because you are. If a person loves you, not even if, or when a person loves you, they'll go an extra mile for you. You don't even have to ask. They will want to make sure that you are okay. They will do things above and beyond your expectation. They will ask you, do you need? Do you want? I know sometimes we're sitting there as single parents, especially females. I don't know about male, but I'm going to speak from a female perspective. We're ashamed to reach out to ask for help, especially when we are dating a man. We're working, you know, got our little thing going on. We're afraid to ask for help because we don't want that man to look down on us. Some of us, we don't want that man to look down on us. So we tend to work hard to keep up with our bargain on our side. And we'll sometimes think that, okay, I know he see me struggling. I know he see, you know, I need this. But by him saying it and you not saying anything, lets him know that you don't need him. If we sit there and we put on this facade that we got it going on and that we have everything and that we don't need a man, they're not going to step in to help us out. We have to sit there and ask, have a deep conversation and say, hey, baby, at the time, if the person is your babe, okay, now, hey, now, whatever you decide to call them. If it's a man or a woman and you need help, never feel big. If that person loves you, they will do it. They will step in after that conversation, or they will offer you the little amount that they have, or they'll share with you and say, yes, I'm here to help you. I'm here to take on this responsibility with you. You know, I'm here to give you everything that I can give you. I'm here to go this extra mile with you. They won't be so like, oh no, I can't do it. You know, you're working 2-3 jobs. Why don't you have it locked down? No, they'll be there for you. I want to leave this with you guys, and I want you guys to think about this. And I want you to think about this real good. Never you as a single parent. You don't get to tell people how to love you. This goes to my single mom or my single dad. You don't get to tell people how to love you. You get to see how they love you, and then you choose if you want to participate. Let me break that down for you. When a person loves you, or when a person is loving you or in that stage of loving you, you'll see it. But you don't get to tell the person, hey, love me this way, love me that way. You don't want to be controlling. You're going to experience. When I say experience, you're going to see how that person is going to love you. If they're loving you the right way and you're okay with it, you're going to participate. You're going to choose if you want to participate in that love that that person is giving you. If they're loving you, is wild in your mind, you're like, oh gosh, this person loves every bit of me. They love my dirty drawers. They love me to the point where I don't even have to even ask too much. They're willing to love, to share, you know, have deep conversation with me, problem solve. So yeah, I'm gonna, you know, yeah, partake in this. You know, I want to participate. So you'll choose to participate. But you don't never get to tell a person how to love you. I want us to get that out there. The love a person is gonna give you, you'll know if it's the right love for you. Especially when you've been through so many things and you have your limits and tolerance and guard up when you let them down. When that person is loving you, those guards start to break down bit by bit. And you will start to allow this person to come into your world and share your love, your experience. Ooh. That's a great love, ain't it? So, with that being said, I'm going to just leave this hot little track on you so you can think about it. Next thing is story time. Remember last week I told you guys how I was in this 3-year relationship, right? Okay. I don't even remember where I stopped. So, we're going to pick up from where I left off at and said that, yeah, I found out he was married and it took me a while to leave. It took me about, when I say a while, no, not that long now. Come on now. Y'all cut me some slack. It took me a month to leave because I had to get my mind right. I started backing away slowly but surely. I started working out even more. I started picking up more hours at work. I was into my school even more than ever before, which is something I should have been doing. But when you have that partner, when you think you have a partner, you need to compromise. But yeah. And I cut myself off. He couldn't believe it, but I could. I cut myself off, and that was it. And to this day, we've been good. Well, I've been good. I don't know about him, but I have been good. Good to the point I'm even talking about it now and laughing without even crying. Because I got my big girl's panties on. So I want you to know that whatever you do in life with anyone that you think at the time was your boo, and that you invested your time and your energy in them, do not regret. Don't ever regret. We are all humans. We make mistakes. You did everything out of the kindness of your heart, that pure part of your heart. You give out the purest love that you could give out, the self-care. You know, you were there at the time. When a man loves a woman, he goes above and beyond. So is a woman. When a woman loves a man, she goes above and beyond for her boo. So never regret loving a person that you think or you thought at the time was the right person at the right time. When those seeds that you have sown in that person start to manifest in your life, girl, honey, or man, you will see how good and how happy you will be. Even though you're happy now, I pray that you are happy now. But it hits different when you're in love. It hits different when a man really loves you or when a woman really loves you. It hits so good. And I just hope you guys have a fantastic day. Stay blessed. Stay peaceful. Lady G checking out.